While some of us might have been dreaming of an overseas voyage for many months, maybe years even, one former Scone thoroughbred has been working hard to make it happen, all part of his footy career. Cade Cust went through the ranks at Scone and across the valley before signing with the Manly Sea Eagles. Now he's caught the eye of English Super League club, the Wigan Warriors. Cade joins us this morning. Hey Cade, congratulations.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
How did this opportunity even come up? You've had such a successful career since we saw you leave Scone a couple of years back.
Yeah, it's happened quite fast, actually. I got the call from my manager and asked if I'd be interested on Tuesday last week. So it's all happened in a matter of days. I signed the contract on Friday afternoon. So very exciting and, looking forward to what the next couple of years will bring.
Yeah, wow. Was it something you had your sights set on, you know, making the jump to somewhere like the English Super League, or were you happy to stay at Manly and keep building there?
I've always thought that I'd like to experience what it's like over there and playing footy over there. I don't mind travelling, so I think it's a great opportunity to go over there and play at a high calibre of football over there, and especially the club like Wigan, they've very got a rich history of winning, so I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully I can have a lot of success over there.
So tell me a bit about, I guess, you know, the team. Have you been watching on, or maybe in the last week, maybe having a better sticky beak at the team over there that you'll be joining? Is it sort of the competition starts from March, doesn't it?
Yeah, so their competition's a bit earlier than the NRL, so it starts actually mid-February. But, I know a few guys over there in the team, so I've been going through and looking at like their last games and that, so just to get my eye on what they do and how they operate and stuff. So they started training today. So I'm hopefully get that visa sorted and head over there as soon as possible.
How exciting! So you potentially could be there, you know, within weeks. Is that the plan?
Yeah. So I'll head over there probably 2 to 3 weeks, I'd say. That's the time frame they think their visa should be processed. So I'm looking forward to it.
I bet. We're speaking to Cade Cust this morning, a former Scone thoroughbred junior now jetting off overseas. Cade, tell me about the last couple of years at Manly. I mean, how you've really grown as a player and what you've learnt there.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to move there as a 16-year-old. So I've been there for the past 8 years and progressed through the juniors and to the NRL team. And I can't thank them enough for what they've done for me. And it gave me the childhood dream of playing in the NRL, so it was really, really good experience out there. I had heaps of good memories and made plenty of mates throughout the years, so I can't thank them enough.
Sounds like they've been full of praise and probably sadness in letting you go, but the door is open there if you did want to come back?
Yeah. So that's in my contract. If I do return to NRL after this one ends, if they get first, I guess, dibs if we can sort out a contract. So that's, yeah, but left it open there because, I've got a lot of history, a lot of mates and a lot of memories that I have there. So, that's always another option down the track.
And, Cade, of course, we mentioned there you start with Scone way back when. Are there any plans? I mean, I know you're going overseas soon, but are there plans to sort of come back and help maybe build that junior side locally when you can too?
Yeah, I'd never say never. So I've got all my family here still, so I'd never close that door. They've done a lot for me since I've played footy when I was 5 years old. So, yeah, I'd never close that door for sure. And, yeah, we'll see what happens when that time comes.
Well, congratulations again, Cade. Appreciate your time this morning. And best of luck getting that visa sorted and hitting the deck.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, guys. Thank you.